Hey, and welcome to the Amateur Tarot Podcast, the podcast where we, two non-mystical hosts, use the power of tarot to answer your burning questions.
And the guy that you were just listening to, that's my co-host, Ben Noble, and he plays a lot of video games.
And that voice you're hearing right now is my co-host, Brian Dooley, who has two cats, both of which are named after Star Wars characters.
Let's just dive right into it. There are a ton of different tarot spreads, Ben.
A lot of them are very hard to decipher.
Yeah, they're super complex.
They involve a lot of cards.
Yeah, so many cards, guys.
You have to know a lot of definitions of cards, a lot of what they mean, a lot of how they go together.
We don't even understand what we're doing with what we're doing. But that's why we use a three-card spread.
It's also why you come to us, because a real tarot reader might charge you money.
Sure, and you don't want to deal with the idea that possibly somebody's going to be competent. So just throw that out of your mind right now.
This already gives you the out that if you don't like our advice, you can just say, those guys are amateurs.
And you know what? Just from me to you, yeah, we are. It says it right in the title. And you can throw out anybody's advice. It's up to you. It's your life. Just do what you want. You're gonna anyway. Come on.
So let's get back to that spread, Brian.
Oh, the spread we use?
Oh, no, I was talking about all the bagels and locks we have out.
Zing. And it's that kind of comedy. That's the reason you come to us. Amateur comedian spread pod.
All right, back to the spread, Brian.
Yeah, so the spread we use is three cards. And the order we draw those cards in indicate the recent past, current actions, and then the future outcomes. And so it's a super basic reading that we do for our listeners and querents.
Is there any reason that we should not dive into these questions now? Speak now or forever hold your peace.
I'm listening. Nope, let's do it.
Let's dive in. Seth asks, how can I follow my dreams despite real life responsibilities holding me back? And so looking at our reading, we have in the recent past position, the Knight of Wands. In the immediate action position, the reversed High Priestess. And in the future outcome, we have the Nine of Wands. So let's jump in, Seth. So for our recent past card, we have the Knight of Wands, which shows a knight riding upon a rearing horse. And that horse is rearing because the knight's ambition and passion for his dreams is really strong. Unlike the page who comes before him in the tarot deck, the Knight of Wands is in this intermediary stage. The page, all about ideas. The Queen and King that come later, all about concrete actions and success. And the Knight is sort of in the middle, bridging this gap between ideas and actions. He represents the pursuit of an idea. And so what this card says is that in the past, in the recent past, you felt confident in this vision of the future, of following these dreams and moving forward without too much worry, without too much planning. But, you know, the downside to that approach is that this knight is more of a shoot first, questions later kind of guy, and he's moving forward without thinking about potential of outcomes or consequences. He might rush things that are going to ultimately hurt him in the long run. Now, if that doesn't quite sound like you, the Knight of Wands could also represent an event or person in your life, one that is causing all of this hubbub, this change, and all this action that's demanding a lot of your attention and making you feel restless. So going forward into this reading, consider whether you've been the one taking a lot of bold forward action or if somebody around you has that's left you feeling a little bit sapped of energy. So our immediate action card we get is the High Priestess reversed, and it shows a woman sitting in front of a door, and this door sort of represents the passageway between our conscious and subconscious mind. It's a card that shows that something is getting in the way of us accessing that inner voice. And reversed, that's what this card is saying, is that you have this inner voice, but you're not listening to it. You're trying to shut out what your subconscious wants to tell you. And based on this question, you know what steps to take, or at least the path you need to start down to get towards this more idealized vision of life, this more idealized vision of the future. And then where the knight was saying that you were making progress, or perhaps there was a lot of change in action swirling around you, you've hit this stumbling block. Either because you were rushing into things, or because someone was causing a flurry around you, and you're at this point. The card suggests in the reverse position that normally you're intuitive and you listen to your inner voice. But right now, you're really focused on external issues and you're not listening to yourself. You're not making me time. And maybe you're too worried about other people's opinions or external validation. But moving forward from today, you need to start listening to that inner voice a little bit more, whether positive or negative. You need to listen to the plans that you want to take, that your mind knows you need to take, and then you need to trust those and start moving forward. And that brings us to our final card, the future outcome card, the Nine of Wands, which really highlights the success of the approach I'm recommending. It shows an injured man who's holding this staff in a final act of defiance. He's protected by this wall of wands encircling him. And despite all of these setbacks and challenges, he's ready to go to battle one last time. It's this final battle, this final stand before success. It's a card that's saying, let go of the past and look forward. What's hurt you before doesn't have to hurt you again. And this is the time to stand up for those inner beliefs. This is the time to start listening to that inner voice and being the champion of that inner voice. And it encourages this thoughtful approach. Don't rush in all Knight of Wands, shooting first, asking questions later. That hasn't led you to a good place. Instead, the High Priestess is suggesting that you trust that inner voice and you make a plan. And then this Nine of Wands is suggesting that you need to take that plan and that inner voice and you need to fight for it. And when you do, you're going to find success. On a whole, a really positive reading. So wishing you the best of luck, Seth. Thanks for your question.
Chris asks, how do I know when I can get rid of my day job? So the spread that we got here was the Eight of Cups reversed, the Seven of Swords, and the Six of Pentacles. Diving in, the recent past card is the Eight of Cups reversed. So the Eight of Cups shows us a man setting off on a journey, leaving behind everything he's done in the past. He's got all these cups representing wealth and accumulation that he has back on the shore. And so he has that success, and he's found it lacking. There's not enough there. So he's putting all that behind himself, and he's going off alone in search of fulfillment. When the Eight of Cups is reversed, it speaks to the idea that you're looking to make a break, that you're looking to search for fulfillment elsewhere, but that there's a fear of leaving what you have, what's comfortable and what's safe, even if that comfortable, safe thing isn't really what you want. You do know, however, that your current situation isn't quite right for you. With its position here in the recent past, maybe you've just come to this realization, or maybe you've known for a while and you've been sitting on this information and you just haven't quite convinced yourself to let go. This leads to drifting and waffling back and forth, and it may have lent itself to quite a bit of anxiety as you yearn for something that's more fitting for you and for your fulfillment, but you can't get yourself to commit to that new course of action. And so that brings us to our immediate action card, which is the Seven of Swords. So the guy on the Seven of Swords is a thief. He has snatched these five swords from an army encampment, and he has this look on his face that he's super arrogant and confident that he's getting away scot-free. But he's about to have a rude awakening because on the horizon in this card, we see a group of guys who are coming after him, and it looks like this guy's hubris is about to bite him in the ass. And what does that say for your immediate actions? There's two ways, I guess, that we can look at that. One way we can look at it is that the fresh start that you're pursuing might be offering a tempting out, a way to make an easy break and just go under the radar. But if that's the case, you've got to use caution. The possible outcome is likely going to be better for everyone involved if you can stay open and communicative about your motives and your plans. If, as your question indicates, you're looking to leave your job situation, sneaking away in stealth could burn bridges that you'd rather have intact later on. So if there's a way to accomplish your goals, your journey for fulfillment that takes a bit more work but leaves your integrity intact, that's likely the way to go. You want to deal with your obstacles head on and address issues where they live. And then the other takeaway I'm seeing here is that you're going to be walking a solitary path.
the trail that you're blazing right now is going to be your trail for good or for ill. So if this is a solo mission, take care not to isolate yourself completely, and lean on or count on others when it makes sense to do that. It's still your journey to have. It's still your path to walk, but you're going to encounter other people along the way, and letting them help you or finding ways that you can enrich each other is going to be better for everyone in the long run. And then the long run takes us to our future outcome. And it's a pretty good future card. The Six of Pentacles is a guy in a robe, and he's a man of means. And he's got a scale which symbolizes equanimity and fairness. He's distributing food to the poor. He's got his stuff together, and he's also using his position of privilege to help others who are in need. So this card, the Six of Pentacles, as your future outcome card, speaks to the idea that resources are being handled well. Money, possibly time, energy, wisdom, other such intangibles, will be available as needed, and you'll have enough to share. Either that, or someone else has plenty of these things and is going to be able to help you when you most need it. If you do find yourself in the position of the rich guy, look for ways that you can help others with the things that you have. At this stage, you've worked hard. You've made the decision. You've gone forward bravely, and you've started to find fulfillment, or you've found fulfillment. It's finally paying off. So look for, like, actively seek out ways to be helpful and generous to those who are still on their journey. Give deliberately and with an open heart, and that's going to come back around. Then on the flip side of that, if you're feeling more like one of the poor people, maybe your journey took a lot out of you and you're on the other side and you know it's where you're supposed to be, but it just left you weak in a bad place with money or any of those intangibles, that's okay too. Don't be too proud to accept the help that you need when the time comes. Soon enough, you're going to be on top and in a position to repay those favors in kind. So kind of trying to tie these all together, as you're looking for your prompt to when you can quit your day job, Chris, keep in mind that you're likely nearing the end of a situation where you've been faltering. You want to make a choice despite your fear. You want to commit to a solid course of action. It might be arduous, but if you see it through to the end with your eyes open and with integrity, you'll come out on the other side enriched and better off.
Thank you very much to our querents this week, Chris and Seth.
I hope that we've helped a little bit, or at least given you a new way to look at things.
And if not, then go read the cards yourself, jerk.
But really, we don't think you're jerks.
And really, we don't want you to go read your own cards, because then what purpose would we serve? So let's move on to the card of the week. So the card of the week is something that we do for all of our listeners, Chris and Seth included. But if you didn't get the chance to ask us a question this week, this is the card that we want you to have in mind for the week going forward. Look out for moments in your coming week here that apply, and use this card as your spiritual guide.
So this week, the card that we flipped over is the King of Swords. He is really noble. He's all about clear thinking, intellectual power, authority, and truth. The picture on the card, he's poised, he's regal, he's relaxed, and he's totally in control. If you see this guy, if you have a tarot deck or you just look at the picture online, this guy is chill. There's a lot of stuff represented on the card, but you can look that up on your own. We're not that. We're amateurs. Anyway, the King of Swords, he's going to set goals and achieve them. That's what he's sitting on that throne for. He is a leader. He's under a lot of pressure, and he uses facts and intellect to rule his way out of that pressure.
So for this week, what that means is it's time to put on your big boy or big girl pants and take charge. Not in a bullish, bossy, jerky way, but in a way that makes sense for you and your leadership style. Because if we're being honest, this is something that you always should have been doing. You have a vision and the resolve to ensure that things are done correctly and completely, and this week you're going to make double sure that that happens.
This isn't a time for emotional decisions or emotions at all. The King of Swords is a cool customer. He is objective and rational. So when you're leading the charge on whatever this thing is, be direct, but not overbearing. You are equipped to see all the possible pitfalls and obstacles to any specific course of action, and you are also particularly equipped to find ways around the things that stand in the way of your success.
So with all of the court cards, something to keep in mind is that the King of Swords may not always be you. It may be somebody else in your life. If maybe this isn't the feeling of your week, maybe it's not you that's the King of Swords, but you found someone else who's able to help you or lead you out of a difficult situation. So legal issues, money concerns, those things are particularly interesting here because the King of Swords, as Brian said, is not led by the heart, but rules impartially with knowledge and surety. So legal issues and money concerns are particularly interesting here because the King of Swords is not led by the heart. He rules with impartiality, knowledge, and surety. He's an expert in his field and brings experience and expertise with a laser focus. So in this case, this person that you may have found has the knowledge that you need right now, and you need to accept what they're saying because they're the expert, even if it's not what you want to hear or need to hear right now.
So kind of to pull that all together in a nice little package, this week is a time when something is going to happen, and you are going to be leading that charge, or something is going to happen and you have found or will find the person that will get you through that with authority and onto the other side of that obstacle.
So thank you very much to all of our listeners. Go forth and be Kings of Swords this week. Brian, what could somebody do, though, if they wanted us to read their cards?
Is that even a thing we can do for people?
Thanks to the internet, we can.
Oh, that's right. You can find us at amateurtarot.tumblr.com. You can submit questions there, or you could email us at amateurtarotreading@gmail.com. And if you just wanted to follow along in like a day-to-day and maybe shoot us a short question, we also have Twitter. And on Twitter, we are at Tarot Amateur.
And if you want to learn more about your hosts personally and their personal lives, and why wouldn't you, you can find Brian at Zen Iron Man on Twitter, where he tweets about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then additionally, if you wanted to really learn more about Brian, you could follow his other Twitter account, Tarot Facts, where he tweets completely inane facts that actually don't have anything to do with tarot at all. And if you're looking for me, you can find me at my home on the web, imakingallthisup.com, where I write about creativity in a less amateur, maybe a more intermediate sense.
Thank you all so much for sticking it out this far, and we hope you hear us next week, I guess.
We hope you hear us next week.
You're strangers to us, and you always will be.
Good night.